Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. I am so glad that you is here today. And to those that listen on a continual basis, we are so happy for you. We are praying for you continually that God will keep you and keep you on the right path. Oh, we just love you. We love you. We love you. You know, you just give us a call sometimes at 347-857-3925. Give us a call and just encourage us too, as we encourage you also. Yes, and we trust that all is going well in your part of the country, wherever you are, that God is moving in a mighty and miraculous way in your life. Now, won't you call us and let us know if he's moving, how he's moving, and just tell us something good, because we love to hear good stuff, you know, good news, good news. We just love to hear good news. All right, call your friends, call your neighbors, call somebody, and tell them that we're on the air. Tell them that some good news is coming back. Yes, yes, yes. Call them up now. Text them. However you do, message them. How your other one calls? Slap track them. Whatever. Snapchat. Whatever that is you do, do it today. Okay? All right? Now, I'm depending on you today. Yes, to help us today get the gospel out. Yeah, that means, I'm letting you tell you, that means that you are helping get the gospel out. When you text and chat them and however else you, you know, get to them, you're getting the message out. You're taking on what? A role as an evangelist also by telling somebody else. Isn't that wonderful? See, God got a reward for you too. And listen, he bless you every time you do it. Yes, he do. So today I want you to call if you need prayer. Call. We our list getting longer and longer. There's so many people need prayer. Okay, and we just pray continually till they tell us that something is going on, that something is happening, and that God is moving in their life. And we keep praying because we don't know. We don't know until you let us know that God is answering our prayer. Notice I said our prayer. Yours and mine. If two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done. So you're not going to leave us out there by ourselves just to pray. But you want to pray with us so that we can really get it on the move, that prayer on the move, right to the situation of the person with the problem, okay? Now, remember now, you got to call and let us know, give us a name or whatever is wrong, or, you know, how about give us a praise report sometime? Well, my this or that got this blessed, and they done that, and they not no negative stuff, because that negative stuff ain't going to get nothing done. Okay, now give us a call. We're waiting for you and you also, all right? Here's Sister Dan. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord. Being able, Lord, Father, to do for others other than ourselves, Lord, Father. We thank you for this day, for it wasn't promised to us, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for bringing us through the week this far, Lord, Father. And, Father, we pray that you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, Father, as we give you honor, glory, and praise. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, we come before you, Heavenly Father, asking you for forgiveness, Lord, Father, and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord, Father. Father, we're touching and agreeing right now, Lord, Father. These names in the prayer list, Lord, Father. Father, that acts of prayer for themselves, Lord, Father, or for others, Father, even for their loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all the praise report, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that you hear and answer prayers, Lord, Father. Knowing, God, that you are merciful and loving God, Lord. Oh, Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you this day, Lord, Father. So, Father, all those that have praise report, Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, that it don't keep it to themselves, but, Lord, share, Lord, that it may uplift someone else, Lord, Father, that may be dealing with or going through the same situation, Lord, and knowing that you're a God that healeth thee, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you and glorifying you in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Dale's son, Lord Father. You know his name. You know what he's going through, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for touching his body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. So we send forth healing right now to him in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, how you continually, Lord Father, being the doctors, Lord Father, the nurses, those that attend, Lord Father, to those in the hospital, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the God in them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. We lift your name on high, knowing, O God, that there is no other God but you, Lord, Father. Father, you created us, Lord, Father. You created the body, Lord, Father. And we thank you, Lord, as we say body line up with the word right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Let your people, Lord, Father, receive the word, Lord, Father. Father, let them, Lord, Father, believe in you right now, Father, for their healing or for whatever it is that they need, Lord, Father. Father, they may have to touch, Lord, Father, and agree with someone else, Lord, Father, for their healing, Lord, Father. Father, give them that strength, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that you are right there in the midst, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shirley right now, Lord Father, that's in the hospital, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to touch her also right now, Lord Father, as we send forth healing to her in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elizabeth right now, Lord Father, as we continue to ask you to cover her under the blood, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, continue to give her the strength that she needs in you, Lord Father, as you touch her body in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. As she continue, Lord Father, to give us the praise report about Richie, Lord Father, how you continue, Lord Father, to touch his body, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to strengthen both of them, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord Father. Those many surgeries we know wasn't easy, Lord Father, but with you, Lord Father, we just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing him through all of them, Lord Father, for healing him, Lord Father. As you continue to touch and heal his body, we say hallelujah because we know, Lord Father, that you are the healer. Oh, hallelujah. We hold before you right now, Lord, Paul Gay, Lord Father, that is due for back surgery, Lord Father. We don't know when or if he already had it, Lord Father. But we cover him, Lord Father, under the blood, Lord Father. And we thank you for touching his body in the name of Jesus. Father, you brought him through hip surgery, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you is the doctor, you are the nurse. Father, you're the very attendant, Lord Father, that comes there to visit them, Lord Father. And Father, for those on this prayer list that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father, we praying today for them, Lord Father. Father, that they may hear, Lord Father, the word coming forth, Lord Father, that they may accept you, turn from their wicked ways, repent, and accept you as their Lord and Savior, knowing, O God, that you are merciful and forgiving God, Lord Father. If they only believe, Lord Father, and come to you this day, Lord Father, they come before you repenting of their sins, Lord Father, and accepting you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Father, they may be listening, Lord Father, on the computer, Lord Father. They may be listening on the phone, whatever devices, Lord Father, that they're listening on, Lord Father. Father, let them not hesitate, Lord Father, to call, Lord Father, and press that one, Lord Father. Asking for prayer, Lord Father, and asking, Lord Father, to accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Father, we just thanking you this day, Lord Father. We don't thank you enough, Lord. We don't even thank you, Lord Father, for the very air that we breathe, Lord Father, and for just waking us up this morning. Oh, God, knowing that many did not wake up this morning, Lord Father. Many can't even breathe on their own, Lord Father. Have limbs to walk, Lord Father, or use their hands, Lord Father, their eyesight, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for this body, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for continually healing and touching the bodies right now, Lord Father. Father, not just the natural body, Lord Father, but Father, that spiritual body within us, Lord Father. We thanking you and glorifying you, Father, that is more, Lord Father, of the Spirit, Lord Father, than of the natural right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Touch, Lord Father. Touch those right now that are going through cancer, Lord Father. Father, HIV, whatever sickness that they may have in their bodies, Lord Father. Father, needing an organ, Lord Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Knowing, Lord Father, that that process is never easy, Lord Father. But with you, Lord Father, being there, Lord Father, with them, Lord Father. Father, you can bring them through, Lord Father. You can heal them, Lord Father. Oh, Father, you can just be right there with them in that stage that they're in, Lord Father. But we speak healing, Lord Father. Trust in, Lord Father, that you will heal them right now as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father. Father, touch their bodies right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching Ruth Ryman, Lord Father, that they said had a mass in her colon, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that what they saw is nothing, Lord Father. Father, we glorify and magnify you right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father, touch hearts and minds right now, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Charmaine right now, Lord Father. Touch her, Lord Father, that has COVID right now, Lord Father. Strengthen her immune system in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, she knows you, Lord Father. Father, let her speak, decree, and declare her healing as well as we touch and agree in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast, Lord Father. We thank you for the men and women of God, Lord Father, that continually, Lord Father, bring forth your word, Lord Father. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this radio broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent to this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord Father. And we render it null and void in the name of Jesus. It is covered under the blood. The airways is covered under the blood. The people, Lord Father, that are listening is covered under the blood, Lord Father. Father, the men and women of God that bring forth your word is covered under the blood in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle, my bishop, my pastors, Pastor Sharon and George, Lord Father, keeping them covered under the blood, canceling every assignment that was sent towards them that would try, Lord Father, to stop and hinder that word. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we build that hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father, as you continue. Decrease them, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for keeping their bodies intact, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for healing. We thank you for strength right now, Lord Father. We just thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask, Lord Father, that you decrease, Lord, my apostle and bishop, as you increase in them, as they bring forth that rhema word, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance being on this broadcast today, Lord. So Holy Spirit, show up and show out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen again. We thank God for the prayer that is going to be for us, each and every one of us. And we are believing God for answered prayer this hour, believing God that he will answer prayer. All right, praise God. Now, if you didn't get your prayer in, you didn't hear your name, call us at 347-857-3925. Call us so we'll know and we can make sure that we have your name on this list, on our prayer list, because we don't just pray on Blog Talk. We pray at other times, and when we are in the other prayer conference lines and everything else, we pray for you, all right? We want to keep you before the Lord until your answer come, to answer what you're looking for, the words that you're looking for. Okay? Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We're going to have a good time today. Aren't you saying that now? We're going to have a good time? Well, I'm saying it. Praise God. Amen. All right. Now I'm going to give you a little more of a word than I've been giving you today. I want you to hear this. Happiness is our heritage when faith becomes
our constant companion.
That's true.
Self-discipline, our tireless teacher. Integrity, our competent coach. Truth, our trusted tutor. Discernment, our careful critic. Optimism, our able advisor. Goodness, our gifted guide. Beauty, our infallible inspiration. And love, our blissful benediction. What becomes all that happiness? Happiness is our heritage when faith becomes our constant companion. Self-discipline, our tireless teacher. Integrity, our competent coach. Truth, our trusted tutor. Discernment, our careful critic. Optimism, our able advisor. Goodness, our gifted guide. Beauty, our infallible inspiration, and love, our blissful benediction. Woo, how about that? You know, everybody want to be happy, don't they? Everybody want happiness, don't they? Now, just remember those words, what we just spoke. All right? Maybe happiness will be your benediction. All right, that'll be everything that you need will be in happiness. Isn't that wonderful? Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God for being here today. We thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Bishop Porter. We thank God for him being with us today. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, he wasn't here on the former broadcast, but I tell you that Elder Carl, he just went on about his business. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. Yep. Hallelujah. We thank God for him. We thank God for him. So he's doing a series on Breakthrough.
Yes.
That's what he's doing each week that he come on, he doing a series on Breakthrough. All right? And remember that. Now, you want to hear the rest of it? Now, it won't be next Wednesday that he come, but it'll be, you know, his time, what the time he comes on. All right? Thank God is working. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, you know what? Everybody want Breakthrough, don't they? Huh? You want to break through the madness that you endure. Isn't that right? Whatever the madness is, you want to break through it, don't you? You want to get out of all that kind of stuff. Hmm? Well, well, well. Ain't God good? I tell you, if I didn't know God, I'd get to know him. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, I want to know God like they know him, how they talk about him, you know, that he become my constant companion because I'm going to talk about him every day. And if I can talk about him every day, he's my constant companion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll say, oh, they fanatics. Okay, you can say whatever you want, but he's still my constant companion because you live, the life that he ordained for you to live. Do you get the picture? Mm-hmm. That's what you do. It's not, you know, we so busy, oh, they want you to give up this. And that whatever you got that you don't want to give up ain't worth having in the first place. Do you see? And if you stop and think for a moment, you'll realize you ain't doing nothing but wasting time. Hmm? Nothing but wasting time, that's all. Mm-hmm. But when God is your companion, listen, I'm telling you, do you know that's exciting? To have God as your constant companion. And what happened? You rely on him and his word to lead you and to guide you into what? All truth. And wherever you need to go or should go. Hear what I said, or should go. Because we always want to go where we don't belong and shouldn't be. That's what we do as humans. Because he gave us a free will, so we want to misuse it. We want to do what we want to do. Not what's on God's agenda, but what's on our agenda is what we want to do. This is on, right, baby?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't see no. Oh, red mark. Red thing.
It's on.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thought I was talking to myself.
Yes,
amen. Praise the Lord.
I would have gotten the text and everything coming through. What happened?
Praise God. But let me tell you one thing. This is your hour to break away from bad habits, to break away from bad people, negative people. I know you don't want to break from them because you care for them. You can love them without having to be all up on them. Every time you look, they don't have to be your constant companion. God could be your constant companion, and when they see God as your constant companion, they going to want him too because they see you not giving him up.
Amen.
See, I'm not giving up my God. Oh, my God, no. No, Lord. I do not want nothing to separate me from the love of God. Nothing and nobody. Don't matter. It does not matter who they are. You know, you don't want that to separate you from the love of God. Not God. Separate you from anything else it want to, but not God. Almighty. Oh, yeah. All right. Today, praise God, we're going to, in the chapter 20 of 2 Kings, we're just going to be talking here and there and giving you a few words here and there in this chapter. Trying to keep this old voice straight, you know. But, you know, when you start hammering on the devil and frustrating him, he do whatever he can to stop you. Did you know that? He don't care what it takes, as long as he stops you. And this is one day we're going to talk about it. Because, listen here, he going to get mad, but he let him get mad. What you want to do, make him happy? I don't want to make him happy, do you? No. All right, we're going to start at the first verse. 20th chapter of 2 Kings. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus said the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now, if a prophet came and said that to you, a prophet now, I ain't say no doctor, a prophet came and said that to you, what would you tell him to get out your house with that kind of stuff you don't want to hear? Or would you believe that they're a prophet when they said, the Lord told me to tell you, you're going to die and not live? Let me say this to you. Huh? If your time is gone, it's gone. See? Now, depend on how you live. What you've done. Have you finished your work? Depend on a lot of things. But God can send a man or woman of God to you to tell you this
And that's a hard thing to tell you in the first place because they know you don't want to hear that. You're going to die and not live. Mm-hmm. That's a hard pill to swallow, ain't it? And, you know, doctors love to say, well, you ain't got but this time and you ain't got but that time and we can't do no more for you.
Come on.
They love to say that. But that is the time when they begin to say all that, the days. Hear what I say? The days say all that. Not God, they say. Ain't no thus said the Lord in it. They say. T-H-E-Y say it. Are you going to believe it? Or like Isaiah said, whose report you going to believe? See? Whose report you going to believe? Now, we're talking about this report. We're talking about what is said to you come from God. Or who do we come from? Which one you going to believe? Which one? Now, you know, you don't mind if every now and then I tell you something that, you know, came to me that someone said. I'll say a prophet. I won't say which one. A well-known prophet said to me, well, it wasn't no shock to me, but he said it. And when he said it, I was going, wow. You know, I had felt like, you know, kind of like, you know, I had got tired of so much abuse and everything else, and you want to give up sometimes. But you don't. But you do come to a point where you want to. You feel like you want to, but God steps in every time. And this prophet began to tell me that many, many have tried to get rid of me. And sometimes I felt like giving up. He said all kind of things. This is what the prophet said, which I knew all that. I knew most of that. But then when he came to one point, let me tell you, when you hear that, he came to one point and he said, God said. He didn't say they said. He said, God said. He didn't say he said. He said, God said that he was adding 5 more years to my life. I say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let me tell you, I went home and I wrote that date down that he told me 5 more years, and I assumed that it was 5 from that time to them 5 years. And believe me, I counted every one of those years. Did you hear what I'm saying? Now, he can come to, God can give, you don't never expect these kind of things. You never expect these kind of things. But God know who to give them to. Do you hear what I'm saying? God know who to give them to. He know the ones that can accept what he say. You hear what I say? Now, to tell you about this story, you know, it sounds like a story to you, but it wasn't no story to me. It was nothing but the fact. Let me tell you, I made that first 5 years. Do you understand what I said?
Come on now.
I counted every one of them. I made that first 5 years, and I told everybody, told you, you, and you, I said, I'm going to make the best of it and do the best I can and try. If I can't do the best, I'm going to do it whatever I can. Since God allotted that to me. I got at the end of it, and I started counting. I was counting. I said, oh, God, I done made it. I don't know what's going to happen next. But I'm in your hands. Let me tell you something, people. Here's another prophet that I know, of, and that's very truthful and tell you the truth, good, bad, or indifferent, whether you like it or not, told me to come up with, God says, because I was trying to do all that I hadn't done before. I'm trying to get it in to finish my work before that 5 years in, because I didn't know how God was going to end. He said, God's adding some more years to your life. I say, oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. I thought I was getting ready to get out of here. You see what I'm saying? I'm just reading this here, and I just thought about it, praise God, of what had happened. And see, you can ask anybody, because there were some people that could tell you that they were there when the first one said it. You see? He said, yeah, I know people have tried to kill me. They want to shut my mouth up. Okay? But, you know, I just make a little, you know, the cartoon on the movie, you know, about the baby kids.
We don't die.
And told him, said the bear, said he tried to kill him. He said, hey, I don't die, just multiply.
Yes. Thank
See?
You, Jesus.
I come out fighting. You can come out fighting. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of having a pity party, and God tell you, thou shall die and not live. Now, I know you want to hear live and not die. You want to hear it that way. See? But now, it could be up to you. Did you see what I'm saying? See, the lane could turn right there. Now, you got some bad news. Now, which way you want to go with it? Now, that's what I'm talking about tonight, today. What way do you want to go with it? Do you want to be released from that? Or what? See what I'm saying? All right, let me go on a little further. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, he turned his face. We get into a pity party instead of turning our face to the wall. We get into a pity party. Why me, God? Why didn't you do it to somebody else, to my enemy, God? You wishing it on somebody else. Huh? Well, now, he could have got them himself, but he was looking to you. He was looking at you. He told you that. So, therefore, there's things that you needed to be doing at this time. You see? He prayed unto the Lord, saying, some of us, we don't pray. Then we want everybody else to pray for us, and we ain't praying. Don't make sense, huh? You in the dilemma. He told it to you. You need to do some serious praying. Do you see? Serious praying. Not the praying you've been doing. What did Hezekiah say? I beseech thee, O Lord. Remember now how I have walked before thee in truth. Now listen, he put this word in there, in truth. Can you say that? Can you say that? Or did you lie to God? Well, I can't go to church, Lord, because I'm too busy. Well, I can't go to church, God, and I can't give no money, no tithes and nothing, because they always asking for money. They don't always ask for money. They ask for money when it's necessary, when it's offering time. There's a time of offering. You just don't want to give any. That's not a truth. Huh? It's like the ones that I found out put their leave the money in the car and then come inside the church and made like they ain't got no money. Well, they don't have it on them, but I say go in the car and get it.
Yes, sir.
That's not a truth, huh? He say, now how I have walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart. Now, is that perfect, leaving your money in the car because you don't want to give God no money? Because you think you're giving it to the preacher, and the preacher may be sharp and looking nice when he come to church. Now, if that was a raggedy preacher coming there with holes in his feet and everything, you wouldn't even be in there. You'll talk about him like two dirty dogs. Mangy ones are there. See? That's what you would do. He ought to be changing himself, preaching the gospel and looking like that. Well, you keep him looking like that. Because you don't want to put no money in. That's why you leave it in the car. And they say, I'll be preaching something on them. I say, one day you're going to go out there and the car ain't there. Your money gone and your car. Then what you going to do? Who you going to blame? See, that's not a truth. Because you are the one made that decision. To leave your money in the car. That might leave your pocketbook. I said, I would leave my pocketbook in the car no kind of way. People always peeping in the window, see what's in there they can break
they
in and take.
Yes, they do.
And you don't know how to hide it. See? And you can't say, I always walk before you in truth. When the preacher needs you to do something in the church, well, I can't do that. I got to do this, and, you know, I have to be at work at a certain time, and I can't do this. Well, what happened to God saying serve?
Aye, aye, aye.
You ain't told no truth yet? See what I'm saying? You can't say like he said, Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth. You can't tell God that when he know you lying. And he done told you in his scripture, a liar ain't gonna tarry in his sight. Now that's the plot of the liar. You ain't gonna tarry in his sight. He ain't gonna take time to ask you now a question because he know you ain't gonna tell the truth. Do you see why he said a lie ain't going to tarry? And with a perfect heart. Now, this is what he said. And have done that which is good in thy sight. And then he began to wept. Hezekiah wept. He said, I done did all this good stuff and did these good things and what's good in your sight. Not just my sight, but what's in your sight. You had to find out what is good in the sight of God. What did God tell you to do? There's so many things in the scripture that God has told us to do, good things. And in those good things that we've done and should be doing is a reward for it. You see? That's because you're doing them in truth. The good is the truth in you that you're doing to God. See? And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the millcote that the word of the Lord came to him saying, my God, that was quick. See what I'm talking about quick? Now, the man just prayed a simple prayer. You think, how Bishop say that? It ain't
how long
you pray. It's how strong you pray. And it ain't the length.
It's
the strength of the prayer. The man didn't say a long prayer, but he had a whole lot of strength in it. Do you hear what I'm saying? A whole lot of strength in that prayer. You can get through to God without a whole lot of unnecessary words. Just tell the truth. Tell the truth. Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what state you're in. It doesn't matter what condition or what is going on in your life, how so chaotic things are. You've got to learn how to pray in God's strength. And you could be able to say, Lord, remember me when I stood in your truth. I talked your truth. I lived your truth. And my heart was perfect before you. You can tell God that. And you don't have to go lying to God. All these here words, these big fancy words, like don't mean nothing. You don't even know yourself what they mean. You see? You know how people pray them be prayed because they want to be heard. Hey, I don't care if you don't like me. Somebody did tell us when we started, not when we started, but was in the middle of this prayer, our prayer line, they didn't like the way we prayed. I said, well, I'm sorry you don't like the way you pray. Do you pray? Do you pray? Do you know how to pray? Well, tell me how you pray. Let me see what you pray. Well, I don't say that what y'all say. I said, well, I'm sorry you don't say that. But I will continue to say it. We will continue to say it. Because that's what we're praying from our hearts. And we're not praying to please you. We're praying for your deliverance. But listen here, not to please you, make you happy. You can be happy and don't get an answer to prayer. Well, I ain't heard from them no more. Okay? I think they changed the number, their number. Well, you the one didn't like the prayer. I ain't changing my number. If you need prayer, you can call me again. We going to pray, but you're going to have to accept the prayers that God has placed in our hearts to pray for you. Not you tell us how to pray. Now, when you become professional prayer, then let me know. Because I don't know what a professional one is. All I know is what a prayer warrior is, an intercessor is. And they pray out of the depths of their heart for a person what God says to pray. The words that God accepts. Not what you accept or don't accept. You see? Okay? Isaiah got a message before he could get out the door. God had another message for him to give to the same man, to the sick man, the man that was sick unto death. It don't matter what the doctor say. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody need to take the lead. Somebody need to take the helm and take it, you know, and use it. Say, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Let me speak life, not death. Speak life. You begin to speak life. Speak it over and over and over and keep on speaking it until they get it. Till it penetrate their minds and their hearts, that they begin to accept it, whether they are conscious or unconscious. Did you hear what I'm saying? Now, I learned that the hard way. See? I'm going to speak life to you. That's why I asked you, you ready to go? You ready to go to heaven, as you call it, or hell, wherever you're going, and we always want to put everybody in heaven, and you know they live the raggedy life. And we, you know, I've seen somebody have that, and I thought about that. We all say, rest in peace. You don't know if they're resting in peace or not. They could be resting in hell. And you know it ain't no peace there.
Nope.
They still doing the same stuff they were doing before they left.
Preach
it. I know you ain't gonna like that. But it's the truth anyhow. Do you hear what I'm saying? We got to learn some other words to say. Oh, I got you that time, didn't you? You ain't want to hear that. But we do. Think about it. And think about this here. How you going to tell God I'm all, you know, before you in truth? What you doing before God in truth? What you doing in truth in a perfect heart? If you don't even know where the person at, you know how the person lives. Did you lead them to Christ before it was time for them to go? You don't know where they at. I know it hurts you to your bone if they didn't make it. But you think everybody on this earth going to make it. Everybody ain't going to make it. See? We know everybody ain't going to make it. I don't know who it is and who ain't going to make it. Unless I was there when they accepted Christ, then I got something to say, rest in peace.
Amen.
See? When I say I don't care, my father, I ain't really know him, but I asked him, is you ready to go and meet God? Are you ready to meet God? I asked him a question, and he way older than me, you know that. And he told me, yeah, I did. It took him a whole month, 2 months, to straighten his life out with God. He said, I got a lot to do before I leave here. He said, once I get in the bed, I'm through. I'm gone. I said, why are you gone? You can live if you want to. I said, but you got to tell me so I know what to pray for. I'm not going to just sit up here and just pray a prayer and don't know nothing. He said, and he let me know. I said, okay then. Then I know how to pray. You know? See what I'm saying? There are things that we need to learn in Christ that ain't too many preachers going to teach it to you or tell it to you because they don't want to hurt your feeling. I'd rather hurt your feeling here than you die and go to hell. See, I don't want you to be, your blood to be on my hands. I try my best to tell you what thus said the Lord. All I know, I try to tell you. Because I don't want your blood on my hands. You hear? Isaiah wasn't having no blood on his hands. He went and told him what thus said the Lord. Whether he liked it or not. He probably didn't like it, but he heard it. But he took heed to what the man of God said. Our problem is we don't believe nothing no more. We don't believe in the man and woman of God. We don't believe in the God's word. We don't believe there is a God. We want to believe every damnable thing in the world but God. See? We want to believe in the devil and his roots. See? We want to believe roots. Why do we call them roots? I got to figure that one out. I got to find out that. I didn't look that one up. We got to find why they call them roots. But the soothsayer, palm reader,
witch doctor,
the what you call them other ones, Yawawawas, whatever they name is, the wicker wicker. You believe in all kind of things that the devil put out there, but you don't want to believe in God. That's strange, ain't it? The one that made you. Made everything for your pleasure. That you will have a peaceful and loving life. Lord have mercy. Let me go. Y'all done got me all stirred up now. All right. It came to pass before Isaiah was going out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him saying, turn again. Turn around now. Now I want you to turn now. You got to turn today from wherever you think you're going. And tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I've seen your tears. Now, ain't that something? The man just started crying. Isaiah just finished telling the bad news. He went into prayer and started crying to God. See, I heard the prayer. I've seen the tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Now, he's telling them, I'm going to heal you. On the third day, you go up to the house of the Lord. Directions. He's given them directions. The hardest thing for us to do today is follow directions. Nobody wants to follow directions, in church or out. They always get it wrong. Well, I didn't understand. Well, you should have said, can you please break it down so that I can understand what you're talking about? Because I can understand you don't understand all of God's way of putting things. You don't understand his language. I can understand that. So why can't you be truthful enough to say, I don't understand, can you break it down? Hmm? And maybe they can break it down for you. So that you can understand it. See? And this is what he said. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. I'm going to do it. Our problem is we don't believe what God say he going to do. That's why we don't get delivered. And then you want to blame the prophet. Hmm? You cannot blame the prophet if you don't want to believe the prophet, if you don't trust the prophet to be who he say he is. Hmm? And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. All right, now, listen what he said. Isaiah said he recovered, right? Mm-hmm. We have recovered as being healed. Is that true? Mm-hmm. But look what Hezekiah said. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me? Well, now, Jesus, he put the lump of fig on the boil, and you recovered. What does recover mean? Hmm? Did you get healed, or what happened? Huh? It cooled it off, or what happened? Hmm? The boil went down? So Isaiah has to explain. And Hezekiah said unto Hezekiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? Well, well, Hezekiah, smart as you are, you ain't understand too good at that point, did you? Isaiah said, this sign shall thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he had spoken. He said it, he's going to do it. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? Now, how many of you say, why you ask me a question? I asked you, and you ain't answering me. Why are you asking me a question? I don't know what it's going to do. That's what we say today. I don't know what shadow can do. Whatever God wanted to do. No, no, no. That's not what I ask you. Which way would you believe it? You see? A lot of times, sometimes you have to ask a question to get a message to somebody. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord. Now, why did Isaiah cry? Because he had to get an answer. Now, he as a prophet asked the man of God, which one would you believe? And since you want a sign, you know, we always want a sign, don't we? We want two elephants to come from nowhere and walk in our living room and go back out. We ask some impossible stuff. It ain't impossible for God. He can put the elephant in there. But you ain't going to do but be scared and run. That's all you going to do. You see? You're not going to believe it. Man, am I believing what I see? What's that, God? That ain't what I wanted, God. You know, that's where we go. Okay? All right. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. 10 degrees backward. See, well, it goes down forward anyway, don't it? The sun. So that's nothing. That's nothing when it go down anyway. It's in the front, see? But when it go backward, that's something. And you know, y'all know, remember this now, for 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, and the 11th verse, remember that. Now, this man was in Washington, this janitor was in Washington. It made the news. And these people, this scientist was in there, they was talking about something. And he passed by and he heard them debating over the fact that the earth is missing a certain amount of space in it. It's missing it. So they talking about, what you mean the earth? How is the earth missing, you know, something? How in the world is missing? And they were just arguing over the fact, this one say it's missing, this one say it's not. And this janitor heard and come in and say, excuse me, sir, but did I hear you say that up in space, there's a space missing in the earth? And he say, well, yeah. And he say, told him, look in Kings, 2nd chapter of Kings, in the 11th verse. He say, you'll find out where it was missing. It is missing because God made it go back 10 degrees, the shadow. Oh, my God. Them people was going, and they went and researched and researched and looked. You know, they tried to dispute, but they couldn't. I say, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody was walking around, knew what the Word of God said. Do you see what I'm saying? But now, all of that's good, wasn't it? The shadow goes backward. Sun go down. All that was good. But you would think, now, wouldn't you think Hezekiah have a little sense? Wouldn't you think the king would have some sense? Nah. Do we have some sense? No. We the same way. We the same way. Now, because, listen at this now. Listen at, we going on to 12 now. A little something else. At that time, Berodach-Baladan, whatever his name, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon. Listen here. King of Babylon. King of Babylon. Okay? Sent letters and a present
unto Hezekiah. Well, what kind of present did he send Hezekiah? For he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. Had been sick now. He ain't sick no more.
Had been
sick. So he sent Hezekiah a gift. Now, are you in the habit of sending me a gift? Was he in the habit of sending a gift? Now, all of a sudden, he thinking everything is all right between him and the king of Babylon. He think it's right. Did you hear what he said? He think it's right. Oh. Oh, praise God. He think it's right, right? Hezekiah hearkened unto them. Why? And showed them all the house of his precious things, silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. Now, why you want to show the enemy all that? Now, God just brought you through, delivered you, released you from the bondage of death. All that God done bless you with, you showing the enemy, because the enemy gave you a present, one little present. Why do we do things like that? You know that person is your enemy. Why you won't tell them anything?
Come on.
Don't tell them your business. Don't show them your nothing you got, your house, your car. If you can, you don't want them to see your car. You try to park around the other side so they won't see it. If it was your enemy before, it's your enemy now. But Hezekiah, oh, he feels so good. He going showing everybody. You ain't got to show. Not just say thank you. Say keep the gift or whatever. That's all right about a gift. Anything like that. But don't take them around and show them everything that God done bless you with. Because just as sure as he was your enemy then, he is your enemy now. And he's going to cause you great harm. See, now you just got out of something. You got healed. God done heal you. He done turn the sun backward for you to believe that he healed you. And you go show him everything God done bless you with. Huh? You can just say, thank God I'm healed. Okay? You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to show him your nothing, your dominion, your nothing. I own all of that. I own all of you. Ain't got to do that. Stop doing that. Because if they were your enemy then, that ain't going to make them not be your enemy. They're going to try to take everything you got.
Everything.
Now, let me tell you something. You're going to preach too. Then came Isaiah and prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men? Boy, Isaiah ain't left yet, is he? Boy, Hezekiah sure got Isaiah working, ain't he? My God, the man that was dying, God healed him, delivered him, and all of that. And Isaiah can't even go home wherever he was living at. He still got to look there. Go back in there and see what happened. Ask
God what he's doing now? Can you know it come up before God? Hezekiah, there he go. He done messed up again. Look at that. Can you see what I'm saying? And he said, he want to know, when I came these unto you, why these people coming to you? Hezekiah said, they come from a far country, even from Babylon. Tell them where these people coming. Know that Babylon and and his kingdom don't get along. One is sinful. You supposed to be of God and the truth. But you're going to show them everything you got. Are you crazy? And he said, what have they seen in that house? All right, the prophet getting ready to prophesy now. You done did something you ain't got no business doing. Now, you know, I believe, personally, didn't say it per se in the writings per se, but I believe that he know he wasn't supposed to show all this stuff to nobody, his stuff to nobody, his blessings and dominion and nothing else. I believe he knew that. See, but he got so thought they the coming friends, and he coming, oh, you're going to get friends with Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in the house? All the things that are in mine house have they seen. He told the truth, that didn't he? There's nothing among my treasure that I have not showed them. Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Uh-oh, here come another word. Now, you didn't like the first word, I know. But you live with the first word. But now here come another word, okay, from the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the day come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord.
Jesus.
That means they're going to take everything that you showed them. Because they were the enemy then, and they still the enemy. You wasn't happy. You had everything you want, including your health. God restored your health. You recovered from all the balls and everything else you had. But you had to go and show your enemy. Well, you got to admit, Hezekiah, he tell the truth now, won't he? And of the sons, you're going to lose your sons too, that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away. And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Lord, have mercy. He should have had a heart attack right about then. Right about then, I would have had a heart attack. Look what I done to myself and my family. I would have had one. Then Hezekiah to Isaiah, good. Man, you were just dead. You saying good is the word of the Lord. In other words, I can't fight it. I did do it. And I got to pay the piper, which thou hast spoken. And he said, is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? Look at here. Lord, have mercy. Man lost everything. And what happened? He did a few things after that, and the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought water into the city. And are they not written in? Yeah, they all written in the book. In Hezekiah's days, he slept with his father. He died. Ain't no, I don't, you know what? I don't believe he made it to 15 years. He might have made it for them 15 years and that was it. Because God promised, ain't that right?
Yeah.
And God keeps his word. So he probably made it 15 years building the water, the pool, and letting water come into the city and everything. He probably made that 15 years, but he ain't make no more. See? He fouled up. He could have had it been there longer than 15 years. You know? Because God's word is true. He said, I'll add 15 years, and that's what he do. Add them 15 years, but he didn't say he was adding nothing else. Mm-hmm. Ain't God good? Lord, have mercy. You see what you do? When you have a chance, but you got to lift him up and worship him and thank him and praise him, glorify him. That's what you have to do. Don't go, oh, this all me. It ain't me. You may not like the me, see, and I don't like the me either, because it's always God. He said, I am the God that healeth thee, the Lord that healeth thee. He is the one that healed you. He the one healed you. He the one gave you all the things that you have to live in comfort, didn't he? You know he did. The devil ain't give you nothing. If anything, he gonna take it all away. Yeah, you think he added something to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you see all the people living great lives because they devoted their lives to Satan. They talking about Satan the one bless you.
He come back.
I said, well, if Satan the one bless you, that's your God. But I don't trust your God. Because he will take it all away from you just like he gave it to you. Mm-hmm. Then what you going to do? Who you going to blame? Then you're going to run to God. Father, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And God will forgive you if you truly mean it. Do you understand? Okay, people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is good. Here you go,
praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I know somebody, praise God, is ready, man, to call in and testify, amen, man, to ask for prayer because truly, man, the word has been went forth in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, and as she was ministering about Hezekiah, amen, you got to, when God heal and deliver, set you free, man, from sickness, or even delivered you, man, from the clutches of the enemy, man, we ought to give him praise. You ought to lift him up. You ought to magnify, amen. And what happened to Hezekiah, he let pride set in, praise the Lord. Man, we had to be so mindful, amen, from whence we come. And how God have brought us. Praise the Lord. He's doing great things even as we speak. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's able and he's yet able. He's moving even as we speak today. Oh, praise the Lord. He's yet, amen, in the earth realm. And he's always there. Praise God. He said, I never leave you, not forsake you. Man, thank God, amen, that if he spoke his word, he able to perform it. Man. And look how quick, man, that he sent Isaiah back. Before he even got to the gate, you know, when he even off the yard. See how swift he is? Isaiah said in 65:24, while he yet calling, he will answer. Mm-hmm. See, while he yet speaking, he will hear. That's the same prophet. Mm-hmm. The same prophet. Not another. Isaiah said that. Praise God. So he know because God give it to him. See, when you know that you know, man, how do we say it, Diane? You say it until you see it. See? And that's what happened, didn't it? But, oh, see now, when the prophet came, Man, God, he had to do something now. Man, he turned his face to the wall and had a little talk with God Almighty. Praise the Lord. See, it's come down to you, yourself, and I, and God. Man, and talk to the Lord. Praise God. Now, you know, ain't no wall going to talk back. But, oh, he didn't want no distraction. He turned his face to the wall and had a talk with God Almighty, the God that made the heaven and made the earth. Amen. And everything in it. See? And he put it all on the line. Praise God. Amen. Put God in remembrance. And you know, that's why he said we can come to the throne of grace boldly, where we can find help in the time of trouble. Oh, when you're in need, praise God, you can call on the name of the Lord. How many know that is power in the name of Jesus? It's deliverance, healing, whatever you need is in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Bible tells me that every devil in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. Oh, praise God. Man, he'll do it for you. Amen. Oh, he'll walk with you. He said, behold, he stand at the door and knock. What door is he talking about, Bishop? He's talking about the door of your heart. That's what he looks on. He look on your heart. Praise God. And I double dare you to pray from your heart with sincereness and earnest. Oh, he will turn your midnight into day. Now, how many know behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Oh, it's a brighter day. Oh, I tell you, we got some good news. I'm telling you, yeah, hey, I tell you, when God answers your prayer, you can't do nothing. But how can you just sit there when you know God done brought you out? Praise God. When you done got bad news on top of bad news, but all praise the Lord, all of a sudden things change. Help me, somebody. Oh, I want to say to somebody, you ain't got to wait till the battle is over. You can start shouting and give God glory right now. Oh, you know, you can shout yourself out of mess. Oh, praise God. Come on, help me, somebody. Am I right about it? Man, open up your mouth and give God praise. Amen. Just start praising him and giving thanks. Amen. Because prayer truly changes things. He is a praising God. Amen. Let me tell you something. If Jesus, our God Almighty, who went to the cross, amen, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, went to the cross. If he had to pray, what about you? And what about me? Come on, somebody. Come on now. Tell me he prayed so hard till sweat came down like drops of blood. Have you ever prayed like that? See, you don't sweat. You probably sweat because it's hot in the building, but I'm tired, but have it turn reddish. Now, that's praying. That's how our Lord and Savior prayed for you and I and the sins of the whole world, because he know what he was facing. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Oh, I don't take it lightly and don't take it for granted, because I know it was his grace and his mercy that he loved you and I so much. Oh, he prayed. Oh, tell me, God the Father sent an angel down and said, you can get up now. You done prayed through. Oh, I want to say to somebody today, praise God, and that's what Hezekiah done. But see how quick it was? And I'm going to say again, because the apostle asked me, and I'm going to tell you again, it ain't how long, it's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength. How many know, Lord, have mercy? It's a prayer. Am I right about it? God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for that word coming forth today, trusting and believing that you receive that word and you're going to speak life. And I tell you, prayer changed things. Sincere prayer changed things. I tell you, take heed to the word today. Take heed today. Know that the word that has been coming forth in this land, it is true, and it shall come to pass. Hear the word when it's coming forth
preparation, not just the natural house, but your spiritual house as well. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share it with a friend today. You would like to bless the woman of God today for, you know, how she continually bring forth that word. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. Again, that's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. Again, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can also mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line, and that call-in number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. Again, that's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. And let's tear the devil kingdom down. Take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. So be blessed and tune in tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Also, every Sunday on Facebook Live at 1 p.m., you can see our live service at that time. If you do not have Facebook, you can join in on the conference line and listen in to the service. Again, that number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I
let God,
let him have. There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize it's not my I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have.
Let
go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
Yes, let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes,
let